An incredibly intimate opera performance is currently touring New Zealand. It's a production of an opera called The Human Voice, and it's performed in a hotel room with an obvious limit on audience size. They're in the room with the singer. Amanda Atlas has performed this role before, not in a small room with the audience also present, but she joins me now to tell us more about The Human Voice. Kia ora, Amanda, hello.
Hi, Jesse. Hi.
So, where do we begin? Why? Why do it in a hotel room?
Well, it's sort of like site-specific opera. So, the opera is a woman on the telephone with her ex-lover, her last conversation with him, and it is a very intimate opera. It's a one-woman opera. It takes place in a bedroom, one room, one set, one telephone. And the director, New Zealand Opera, Thomas Demelle-Burgess, has done this production before in Australia, and it works extremely well in this really intimate setting with the audience so close.
Yeah, what's it like as a performer?
Confronting. we've done six performances so far, so obviously it's very, very... it's a little unnerving to have the audience so close for us as the singers. I'm sharing the role with another wonderful soprano, Fiona McAndrew. So she does the 6 p.m. show, I do the 8 p.m. show. And you're so close to the audience. You're very aware of every movement and also very aware that they are uncomfortable, at least to begin with anyway. Everyone gets sucked into the story as you go along. But it is a little strange to have an opera singer, you know, singing 3 feet away from you.
Do you sing a little quieter than you normally would, Amanda?
Yes, I definitely do. Most of my repertoire has been in the more sort of dramatic Wagner and Verdi repertoire, so you don't want that. That's just uncomfortable for everybody. But the music itself is perfectly pitched for this sort of intimate production, because there's a lot of recit, a lot of interrupted singing, as you know, she's obviously listening to her partner or ex-partner, and then obviously she's very upset and emotional, so there's moments where it's extremely soft and off the voice, but then there are moments where she gets angry and upset, and it does you certainly are aware you're in the room with an opera singer on occasion, but no, it's not too ear-splitting, I hope.
Presumably it'll be one of the bigger challenges you've had in your career.
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt, it's definitely been a challenge to just be so close and be very aware of their reactions. And I did, like, the very first performance, I had someone who was obviously quite uncomfortable, and they giggled a lot of the way through, and they were trying not to and trying not to show it, but it was hard to not let that impact how I was feeling, because I'm supposed to be extremely upset and emotional, and someone's laughing.
That'd be almost as bad as someone eating a bag of potato chips, wouldn't it?
Yes, no potato chips allowed.
What about the practicality? So how does it work, letting the audience in? Do you come in first? Tell us about that.
No, so the pianist, so we're accompanied by the piano, obviously no room for a full orchestra. So the pianist is in the bathroom, certainly in the two hotels we've performed in so far. With the door shut, so he's in there before the audience comes in, and then our front of house manager brings the audience in about 5 minutes before it begins, and then she comes and gets me, and I enter the room in character, fully in character. You know, I've gone out for a bottle of wine, and I've come back into the room, and the opera begins. And yes, and then when it's over, I won't give away the ending. You know, there's this very awkward silence, because it's not your regular sort of ending of a show where the lights come down. It's just me there.
Yeah.
And the audience is a little like, well, do we clap? it's awkward, but because of the nature of the piece, that sort of awkwardness and confrontation is really effective. And audiences have certainly so far have been challenged by, but loving the concept.
Are you enjoying it?
Loving it. I'm so lucky. I feel very, very fortunate to be in this country, able to perform, because even though obviously this is a very small production with very small audience numbers, only 20. We couldn't perform it if we were not at level one, because there's no social distancing. And so I just feel extremely fortunate and grateful to be living here and able to be singing and performing and making a living, you know, doing, practicing my art, whereas so many people in the rest of the world are unable to do that at the moment.
Yeah, be conscious if you got a sneeze on, wouldn't you, if there were you and 19 others watching an opera in a hotel room?
Actually, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a moment in the opera where I drink some wine. Now, it's not real, obviously. It's cordial. But always for the rest of the opera, so halfway through the opera, I drink this wine. For the rest of the opera, I feel like I'm going to burp. So really having to really focus on my breathing and make sure I don't burp. So.
Amazing.
There's no hiding that.
And by the way, is each new hotel room a different challenge?
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. So we've had, well, three so far, because we had a rehearsal in the Auckland venue, and then we've sung in Napier and Christchurch, and we're heading to Nelson now. Yes, each room has obviously a slightly different configuration for the audience, which affects how we stage the opera as well. And so instead of sort of having fixed blocking, we have these basic areas which might be in slightly different places in the room. So there's an area where the wine is, there's the bed, there's an area where I won't give anything else away, there's another area. And then you have to sort of navigate. And in Christchurch, for instance, there's a moment where we go into the bathroom and I had to literally step over people's bags to get into the bathroom, and obviously all the while pretending they're not there.
What a great role.
Yeah, it's just been amazing. And the role itself is incredibly emotional and funny at times, and heartbreaking, and just, yeah, it's a wonderful challenge, not just for singing, obviously, in the hotel room, but also the acting. And knowing that the audience is so close, they can. It's not like stage acting where you can be a little bigger. It's more filmic in that way. You know, the slightest expression someone can see. So you have to be very aware of that.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the rest
of
the season. And, really appreciate you telling us all about it. Cheers. That's Amanda Atlas, who plays the role of Elle in the New Zealand Opera performance of The Human Voice in hotels around New Zealand. Where are they going from here? So Nelson, and then Wellington, and then Taupō, and then Auckland.